The Palace of St. James is not as well known as places like Buckingham Palace, but as far as the royal family is concerned, St. James' Palace is number one. This is the senior-most palace in the United Kingdom. This is because St. James's Palace is the official residence of the monarch, despite Buckingham Palace being the more famous building. St. James is also the home of the Court of the Queen, known as the Royal Court of St. James. When we say Court of the Queen, imagine Her Majesty sitting on her throne and then surrounding her dozens and sometimes hundreds of people, decisions, organization, admin, office work, planning. It is essentially the extended household of all the people who regularly work the closest with the monarch. So for many people, St. James's Palace is their first introduction into the sphere of the royal family. All foreign ambassadors and high commissioners who are visiting the United Kingdom are welcomed at St. James's Palace, and those ambassadors who represent the United Kingdom are formally accredited here. Even when ambassadors are attending events inside Buckingham Palace, they all come to St. James's Palace first. Here, they are met by the Queen's staff, prepared to meet Her Majesty, told how to behave in front of the Queen, and then are escorted down the mall to Buckingham Palace. St. James's is also the official meeting point of the Accession Council. The Accession Council is a large group made up of many high-profile members, such as people from the House of Lords, officers of state, aldermen of the City of London, and high commissioners of the Commonwealth realms. They have the job of meeting here at St. James's Palace upon the death of any monarch, as it is their job to officially proclaim the successor to the throne. Obviously, these days, they don't tell us anything that we do not already know, as the heirs to the throne are now public figures. But the ceremony still continues, and today, essentially, officially confirms the identity of the new monarch. It is worth a mention also that St. James's Palace is where the changing of the guard begins. The guards that are based here will begin the ceremony by leaving the courtyard and heading down the mall. This is appropriate that the ceremony should start here rather than the more famous Buckingham Palace, because this is the court of the reigning monarch. With the courtyard to your left, continue forward until you get to the end of the palace and turn left again. Walk until you get to the big black doored gates on your left.